The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
I need to go on a diet, dude. I just saw the video of me walking in. I'm starting to become that guy. You know the guy who's got such a big boiler that it kind of walks ahead of him? You know, where like most people stroll, but then there's the guy that like his belly kind of, he kind of haunches his shoulders back. Just kind of walk, his belly leads the way. I mean, the good news is who knows, but usually I can drop weight pretty quick.
Yeah.
Especially when I have COVID. Found that out last time.
Yeah. But didn't you lose like
13 pounds in 4 days? 3 days. Well, a little over 3 days.
I don't think that's a healthy way to do it.
I don't think it is either. Also, I feel like I have acquired all of it back.
Mm-hmm.
Although, if I eat more Mississippi pot roast like I did last night.
Yeah. So far, so good this morning, though, huh?
You know what? I think we're good.
Okay.
I think I took care of that in the overnights. So here we are.
On the graveyard shift.
Speaking of a gut punch, Kings, Oklahoma City. That is tonight, Jason Ross.
Yes. You ever been to Oklahoma City?
I have. We went there on the roadie.
Oh, yeah.
On the RV trip and went and saw, what is it called? Bricktown.
Yes.
Went down there.
I like Bricktown.
I actually think Oklahoma City's downtown is very, very mm-hmm. cool, man. Yeah. It's not overrun. Unlike our downtown, it's fairly easy to get around. I don't get confused like I do here, which I'm easily.
You have a grid system.
What? I know we have a, I'm not talking about, and this is what everybody always says to me when I say this about our downtown, dude. I understand that it's A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. I get that. I'm not talking about like, oh, what's the next street? Oh, it's 8th. I'm on 7th. Like, I get that. I'm talking about having to have that extra thing in the back of my head where I'm like, is this a one-way? Probably.
I'm not a fan of one-way streets.
I'm not either. Or
roundabouts.
Or, hey, here's my stop. I hate roundabouts.
Yeah.
Here's my stop. Here's the place I'm getting to. By the way, I'm looking at you when I say this. No. There is a certain personality type I have found through the years in having this discourse that this conversation is nails on. You ever see a dog that hears like the weird rubber squeaky sound and turns the head? That's Chris Verlaud in this entire conversation. And it is a personality type. You know, John on Twitter, he's the same. There is a personality type that cannot understand how you can have any issues in our downtown or with roundabouts. But roundabouts have been proven to be safer. But roundabouts actually slow. They increase traffic. I don't deny that. It's still weird, and I don't like it. I don't like going.
Something is different, and it's weird, and I don't like it.
It's like driving on the different side of the road. Yeah. I don't like going in a roundabout and going, do I exit here? Do I exit there? Oh, I'm exiting here. Oh, I was supposed to yield for this guy.
Yeah.
Ah, sorry.
And now I'm on a one-way.
The amount of times I've had to stick my hand out the window and do the I'm sorry wave in a roundabout is a lot, probably. I can't remember.
Seems more of a Dave issue.
Maybe it's a Dave. I'm talking about my experience.
I was driving. I go, that guy's waving.
Right.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. And downtown, it's like, oh, I got to my spot. Cool. I found it. I have a meeting here at 1:30. It's 1:20. I'm already here. That's great. 30 minutes later, I can't find parking. Where's the parking?
It's in the roundabout.
Oh, I can't park here. Oh, here's a spot. Oh, it's painted pink. What does that even mean? Oh, it's red. It's green. I don't know what these mean. Oh, here's the thing you put the coins in. Traffic meter. Oh, but it only accepts parking. Card. I don't know. Whatever. Oh, I can go in here. Oh, I found a parking garage. Great. Oh. It's $2 for the first 5 minutes and then $4.75 for every 30 and a half minutes afterwards. And I come out and I just paid $44 for parking for an hour. How did that even work out? I don't know. I have no idea.
Sounds like we unearthed something.
I don't like driving. I hate driving downtown. I've been to 3 Kings games this year, mostly because I do a morning show. Also, I don't like driving. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
And by the way, we get to park right next to the arena.
in the 24-hour fitness park. Like, we're privileged. I still don't like it. I don't like going out and having to wait and not knowing where a car is coming from. And, oh, here's a guy with a baby carriage. Anyways, so Bricktown's super cool. It is. It's like a suburban downtown.
Yeah.
It's like it's downtown, but it's like a suburb. Like, oh, here's some nice parking. Oh, there's a grocery store. Oh, hey, look, I can go here. Oh, here's parking spaces. Like a parking lot, but it's downtown. This is neat. No one's yelling at me. And we went to Mickey Mantle's Steakhouse.
Oh, yeah.
And they had the measuring tape that was used to measure his, I think they said it was 660-foot home run, allegedly, when he was in Kansas City before he got called up. Yeah. Anyways. So the Kings are playing the Thunder tonight, just next to Bricktown.
Yes.
And Gary Gerald was right. The people out there are very, very cool. Yes, we may not like the way they got their team, but that's not their fault. They've supported it. They've had a bunch of superstars come through and leave. They are the ultimate small market. But Sam Presti, I believe, again, is the best GM in sports, or in basketball at least. And he's got something going with this Oklahoma City team. They're very, very good.
Yeah, what a year, right? I mean, this was, I don't know what they had their expectations for. Yeah. And maybe they're having the year this year that we did last year, where it's like, man, what, it's so exciting. And look, they could end up being the one seed. I mean, this went from maybe surprising people to getting all the way up here. You got an MVP candidate in SGA. Chet looks to be the real deal.
Yes.
And also, this is likely just the beginning. If they do this right, which if you're going to bet on anybody doing it right, I would bet on Sam Presti. They've got so much future capital that they, and assets that they could either draft or turn into something else. And that's got to be exciting for them because they're in a really good position.
I hope the NBA, and I will credit the NBA, they have, with the new apron rules and the salary cap and other things, they've really tried, at least made a nod to an effort of creating parity through the salary cap. Because if everything goes right, and Oklahoma City can play by the same rules that the Knicks, Nets, Lakers, Warriors play by, I think they're going to have some championships there here within the next 5-6 years. This is not only a fantastic team, it's not only a fantastic young team, but Sam has almost his entire war chest still filled.
Yeah.
The amount of draft picks, prime draft picks.
Yeah, first and second rounders.
That the Thunder have, and I'm not saying necessarily they're going to sit there and use them for players as far as in the draft, but the ability to go into this offseason and package up a number. The Thunder have probably the most ability of any team out there, other than, you know, all trade Nikola Jokic, to acquire superstars.
Well, I mean, but you say that, but like literally if we probably would say, would you say Victor Wembanyama is the most untradeable right now?
Yes, I do. I think he is.
I would say OKC could make it interesting.
I don't
know whether or not they would do that, but right? Like, okay, you want Jokic? I think they can come up with a package for Giannis.
I agree with you.
LeBron, whatever star you wanted, whatever age, they could do it.
I think if they called San Antonio and said, we'll give you Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Chet Holmgren, and 5 lottery picks, you got to at least flip through the brochure.
Like, no.
And they probably still don't.
But they would think about it. But it's like, I didn't want to, but does this make sense?
Because I don't think the Spurs are trading. I don't think the Spurs are trading Wembanyama for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Right.
I don't think they're trading. I think Victor Wembanyama right now is the most untradeable asset in the NBA.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, he's still got like 4 more years left of making like $1.50 a year before the contract kicks in. So with the Thunder tonight, the Kings are 2-1. Game one, we played that earlier. No Fox. Sabonis had the triple-double. Kevin Huerter.
Hey, I remember him.
28 points. Kevin Huerter. Mm-hmm. Get it? Kings won again at Golden 1 Center. 43 for SGA. 41 for Fox. That's an 84-point combo. Ooh. That was a blast to watch. And Sabonis 18, 6, and 7. And then game three. SGA had 38. Jalen Williams, not the other one, at 32.
Oh, the other Jalen.
Triple-double from Sabonis. Malik Monk with 28.
Are Monk and Huerter playing tonight?
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah.
I did a misdirection there. Yeah. So you've got the combined 56 points in two games from two guys that ain't there.
Yeah.
Also, I don't want to start anything here, and I shouldn't say this. This is super irresponsible. And let me just say that I could be full of garbage, and I don't know this for a fact, and all I'm reporting is whispers. Just whispers. Whispers. There are whispers that Malik Monk's rehab is going really well. Really, really well. Now, does that mean he could come back early? I don't know. But in order for him to come back early, one would assume his rehab has to go very well. And it sounds like he's doing very, very well right now. So,
well, I like the sound of those whispers.
It's just whispers.
Yeah.
Just whispers. We'll take a break when we come back. Best case scenario for the Kings tonight. Also, worst case. I know.
Why would we do that?
You know, because we're fair and balanced. We're asking questions and getting answers. We'll be right back. Best and worst case for the Kings tonight next.
Michael Dave.
He has very good sources and he just kind of tells it as it is and gets to the point.
Jason Ross.
He has a lot of pretty smart things to say.
He's good at what he does.
On Sacktown Sports.
Well, Jason, I got good news and I got bad news.
Okay.
Would you like the bad news or good news first?
Yeah, I'll let you pick.
I'm always, well, let's see, I want to see if Chris and I match up here, because I'm writing it down. We're playing a game here. Chris, if somebody says you have good news or bad news, I have good news and bad news, which one do you generally want first?
Bad news.
Bad news too. Normally I would say bad.
I say bad news. Bad first. I like to end on the good thing and also be able to be more prepared and then to put the good news in perspective. So I'm going to give you the potential bad news for tonight first.
Okay, but sometimes people do want good news or bad news, and then, give me the bad news. And the bad news is kind of an offshoot from the good news, and it's really not that bad. Have you ever done that?
Oh, no. That's
like a setup.
That's one of my favorite bits that I use on my wife psychologically, where I'll be like, hey, I have good news and bad news. And she'll be like, oh, God. Just give me the bad news first. I'll be like, the bad news is I only have this much good news, and there's, like, really no bad news. I like to set up my wife sometimes when, like, I want to do something somewhere where I put her in a really bad mind state, but then, surprise, it didn't really happen, yeah. And then now the thing I want, it's not that big of a deal because she's happy from being potentially sad about something. It's good psychology. Anyways.
Rope-a-dope.
Wow. Jason just called Melissa a dope.
Oops.
Wow. You didn't even think it through, did you?
I didn't.
I'm not saying I disagree, but I love it. Love you, sweetheart. Oh, my God, it's 8:17. Joking.
Sure. Yeah, joking.
Super joking about everything oh, my God. Nobody reminded me we're in the red zone? Just want to say how lucky I am.
Alert.
Lucky I am to, 17 years.
Yeah, you were talking so much earlier about how much you enjoyed that dinner.
Because I'm trying to plan, like, what we're going to do, and it's just, whatever I plan, it's just not going to be, she deserves more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I love my kids.
Yes.
Who are in the car right now, all driving to school. Hope you have a good day, kids. Yeah,
be safe.
Mason, I hope you put on deodorant. Choices. Avery, hope you brushed your teeth and went to bed on time last night.
Okay.
It's a big thing with us.
Yeah.
All right, Kings, the worst case scenario. Because their fate is most likely 6th through 9th, obviously.
Yeah, most likely, yep.
Worst case tonight, obviously, we'll start with the Kings lose.
Okay.
Suns win.
Ugh.
Pelicans win.
Ugh.
Lakers win.
Ugh.
The Kings would then be all alone in 9th place. The 9 seed, they would be a half game behind the Lakers. They would be 2 games behind the Pelicans with 3 games to go. Oh, and the Pelicans have the tiebreaker, so there you go.
Yeah, so Pelicans would have to lose out, which the Kings play them on Thursday, and the Kings would have to win out to pass the Pelicans. So that would be very difficult.
Just got a text from my wife. It's not the question I thought. Oh. Were you talking about the dinner because you didn't like it? Be honest. Set the screen! Eat. Danger. Danger. All right. I did talk about the dinner earlier. It was Mississippi pork chops, like Mississippi pot roast.
Would you like me to say what I believe he said?
Yes. Oh, God. Yeah.
You described how it was made. You said it was very good. You said it was a little too spicy. You said, oh, it wasn't that spicy going down, but going the other way, that's where I had the problem.
Okay, I expected a bit. I expected him to throw me under the bus, but that's actually exactly what I said. Is this because I went to the thing last night? Are you being
I thought like I was being like the neutral perspective.
She knows you won't lie to save me is the thing, which actually helps. She knows you will throw me. Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I enjoyed the meal last night. It did not have a great effect on my system. That's the truth.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. She thought the pork chops were dry. I disagree. I might have a sandwich later. All right, back to everything. The Kings would then effectively be eliminated from passing the Pelicans.
Yeah. Not mathematically, but it's going to, yeah.
Which, hold on a second. Yeah, I guess that would mean, well, wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, God, this is math.
Yeah, the Pelicans would have to lose out. The Kings would have to win every game.
If the Kings won tonight and the Pelicans lost.
No.
Or no, I'm sorry. If the Kings lost and the Pelicans won.
Right. They'd be two back.
They'd be two back
with three to go. And remember, they have to get a game ahead of
them. They have to get a game ahead of them.
Okay. So 3-0 and Pelicans have to go 1-3.
There you go. They're not mathematically eliminated.
No.
But their magic number is 1
basically,
when it comes
yeah.
to that. They would also be two games behind the Suns. And that tiebreaker. So then basically they'd control their own destiny. No, they would not control their own destiny with Phoenix because they only face them once. They could win the tiebreaker with Phoenix.
Yes.
By beating them at home. But they'd also, they basically need to win out for the most part.
Or do one game better than the Suns and make sure the game they play them, they beat them. Yeah.
Yes.
You're just shrinking the odds if you lose tonight. And those other teams win.
Right. And we said it earlier, if the Kings lose tonight, it effectively takes them out of the sixth seed. Like it effectively takes them out
of... Get used to the plan. Get used to playing next Tuesday or Wednesday.
And I would say that already right now, the Kings are heavily favored to be in the play-in.
Yeah, the odds are higher to be 7 or 8 right now.
Yeah.
Still a chance at 9.
Yeah. Yes, and that
gets a small chance at 10, but pretty small.
I think it's more about the Kings either holding serve as the 8. I would, for me, my goal right now, my realistic goal is let's try to be the 7 or the 8. Mm-hmm.
You got to stay out of the 9-10.
Let's set it up to where they have 2 chances at getting in.
Yeah,
you know, much better than you're the 9 or 10. You got to win 2 games in a row.
Yeah, and I'd rather be 7 for logical reasons. Yeah. But even if it's 8, I don't think that's absolute disaster. 9 feels like disaster.
I think 9 would be a disaster potentially. 7 or 8, whether you play the Pelicans or the Suns. Let's say they're the 8.
Mm-hmm.
You play the Pelicans or Suns on the road.
Yeah.
You lose.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you would. I'm saying let's say you lose. Okay, well, now you're going to host the Lakers or Warriors.
Yeah.
I like our, I'm not saying we win, but I like our chances in that. I think we would be the favorite in that, Vegas-wise.
Maybe, yeah, might be a pick 'em. Those two are.
I think, you know what, honestly, I think the Warriors would probably be a pick 'em or Golden State favorite the way they're playing right now. I do think we'd be a small favorite over the Lakers. But then again, Vegas' job is just to even things out. It's not necessarily the better team, and there'd be so many people putting money on the Lakers.
Sure.
Yeah, you're right. So the worst-case scenario, the Kings lose, the Suns, Pelicans, Lakers win, Kings are in 9th. Jason, as promised, we also have a best case.
Yeah, because it could be good news.
Best-case scenario. And by the way, let's set it up. The Kings facing Oklahoma City tonight. And let's play a quick game of what are the odds with Jason Ross and Christopher Laud. The Sacramento Kings visiting the number 3 seed, 1 game out of the 1 seed, Oklahoma City Thunder. Thunder 29-8 at home. Kings 22-18 on the road. Who is favored and by how much?
Thunder, and I think the news is probably out by now for SGA being back. So Thunder by 5.5.
Thunder by 4.5.
Circle gets the square, but not 2 in a row. We have an exactly correct answer. The Sacramento Kings are dogs by exactly 5.5. So Vegas says OKC is going to win. The Suns at 7 o'clock host the Clippers. Who's favored by how much?
Clippers by 1.5. Yeah.
Jason.
Suns by 0.5.
I think there's something going on with this game we don't know about right now. The Suns are favored by 7.5.
What?
Yeah, the Suns are favored by 7.5. Something's going on with the Clippers. It has to be, because I agree with you both. I would have been right around. I would have said Suns, but probably like 2.5. I don't know why the Suns are favored by 7.5 unless Kawhi's out and something else is going on. So the Suns are favored to win. The Kings are favored to lose. You have New Orleans, we talked about.
Was against, it 13
It was 13. The Pelicans are 13.5 point favorites. And then finally, the Lakers are hosting the Warriors. Who is favored and by how much?
Warriors by 3.5, because isn't there some concern about LeBron and AD?
Perhaps. Christopher Laud, who is favored by how much?
Lakers by 1.5.
Christopher Laud gets the win. Lakers by 2.5.
Interesting.
So, according to Vegas, the Sacramento Kings are going to be the 9 seed tomorrow.
Yeah.
The Suns, the Pelicans, and the Lakers are all favored to win. The Kings are favored to lose. Let's hope they buck the trend.
Yeah, but in that best-case scenario, Kings win, Suns loss, Pelicans loss, Lakers loss. The best part of that is you'd be a game and a half clear of the Lakers, and you're likely staying out of the 9-10 with and the tiebreaker.
Right.
You'd be in a three-way tie, though, with New Orleans and Phoenix.
Yes, you would. And having them here two games in a row at Golden 1 Center to finish the homestand.
Then you're basically in a tie for sixth with control back in your hands.
But that's
a perfect night. I'm not sure if that's going to happen.
I'm not sure if that's going to happen either. I am sure, however, that we will be paying bills here in a second. We will take a break. Listen, when we come back, we'll get back into the ratings with the women's tournament. Is this a blip on the radar, or is it sustainable? Will it carry over the WNBA? But arguably just as big a news, we'll see if this is another false start, but Charlotte announcing one of their, in fact, I think their first coaching interview for the soon-to-be vacant job opened by Steve Clifford, and it's somebody we all know and love. We'll tell you who it is next.
And purple. It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on your local sports leader,
Sacktown Sports.
All right, the show rolling right along here. Coming up in our next segment, we've got Who's Hot, we've got Who's Not coming up next, and we'll see if Dave and myself and Chris, if we can continue to streak. Hello. We'll go streaking and three in the key.
Our market manager is back from New York. Sorry about that. He says hello.
Hi.
Had some very nice things to say. He did. Had some very nice things to say about the show.
Ah.
So I got caught.
Okay.
Which is fine. I even said I had to get back on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're on the phone with your mom and or a relative and you're, you ever have a relative that's like, you have to like lead into the goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like that.
Yeah.
Usually isn't. It's usually very quick. Like, I'm busy. Go away. This is one of those like, all right, I got to go. Yeah. And by the way, okay, well, what am I going to do here? Do I fulfill my responsibilities as a radio host and be back on time?
Yes.
Or do I stay and listen to very nice things being said about the show and then share them with you guys and the audience? Big win for the audience with our market manager.
Well, you're not sharing them.
Oh, so there were he went back east.
Yeah.
Was at the game out there, Kings game, and I guess there were very pleasant things said by other people there about the show, people that listen every day. And
nice.
It's a good time for us to say and not pat ourselves on the back, but pat you guys on the back. Talking to the listeners, thank you so much as always. I don't know why, but our numbers are great. Our sponsors are sponsoring. Everything's good. And that's because you guys choose to use your free time to tune into the three of us knuckleheads every day. And we couldn't appreciate that more.
Yeah.
That's a respectable job.
Yeah. Talking to a few of them yesterday, like we mentioned, Steven,
one of the
faithful.
Steven, yeah.
He was he loves the show. He's like, I listen from the start of the day to the end of the day, basically. He's into all the shows and Just feels like he's a part of the family, which is what we want.
And not everybody has, you know, we have 12 hours of live programming every day. Not everybody has 12 hours, and some people have to.
But you've got four.
They have to dissect it. Yeah, and so if you only do have four, just remember, I mean, we love all the shows on the station, but make sure to listen to this one first.
Yes. Priorities.
Nice. Sorry, everybody else, but, you know, we look, it's like Channel 3, our content partner, where the news comes first. I think we come first.
Yeah.
We're the ones that are the oldest. Well, that's not true.
Been here the longest. Been here. Consecutively.
Consecutively.
Yeah.
Gleason.
Well, I had that. Anyway.
I would say that we have the most combined years.
Well, not even close.
At the station?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
How
long have you been here?
15 Chris? Years.
15. Jason?
30.
So that's 45. I am celebrating my, as an official employee, I am actually celebrating this year, my 20th year at the station. I first became an official full-time employee in 2004. No, part-time employee in 2004. Got the night show at 2006. This is my...
So now, 65.
This is my 14th year in mornings.
Wow.
In mornings. I remember when Don Geronimo called me up to mornings, and I was like, this is never going to work. I go to bed at 5 a.m. My whole life, since my whole adult life, I'm nocturnal. How am I going to get up when I'm going to bed? And to this day, 14 years later, it's still not normal.
I'm not walking over there before I get my coffee.
That's exactly right. The Charlotte Hornets, we talked about last week. Steve Clifford's going to step into a front office role at the end of the year. The first announced, I think, coaching candidate is the G League Coach of the Year, Lindsey Hardy.
Well, there's been a few others, like Jordy.
Jordy Fernandez. Yeah. I'm sorry. Why did I even say that? You're 100% right.
But stay away from the Kings. Well, it's a weird one, right? I would root for them to get the jobs if they want the jobs. But I also want them to stay around.
I've got a good question for you. Huh. Who would you rather lose, Lindsey or Jordy? Jason Ross, your thoughts?
I got good news and I got bad news. Neither. But in the sense of, because I don't want them to go anywhere, but I do for them personally and professionally would be great.
I think it would be, too. And I do have kind of an answer to that question, which is obviously tongue-in-cheek. But honestly, I'm not going to lie, man. I first off...
Well, to be a pioneer, be the first female would be great.
I'm rooting for Lindsey.
Yeah.
And that's I have so much respect and love for Jordy.
Right.
Selfishly, I want to keep him here. Also, I know he's getting a head coaching. Like, I know that.
Yeah.
We know that. Lindsey, to have Lindsey Harding be the first, be a pioneer, come from this program...
That's the other thing, too. Like, look, for
that'd be awesome.
As frustrating and up and down the roller coaster, like we talked about with G-Man earlier on the show, as this season has been, I still think it's a feather in the cap for the team and the organization.
Yeah.
To have people that are now coveted from this bench, right? Because there was plenty of times, I think one of the bigger issues the Kings had before is not only would they go through head coaching turnover, there was a run, Dave, where the head coach would never get another job again.
That's right. That's right.
So now you have a head coach that's won Coach of the Year and would be coveted in other spots, but you have assistants that are being desired, and that shows you you're doing something right.
A longtime listener, JR in the Bay Area, not JR on the phone we're about to get to, says Shaq had the same draw as Caitlin Clark and Tiger coming out of LSU in his first couple years in Orlando. You know, I got to disagree with that. Shaq was huge, no pun intended. Shaq was arguably, I mean, he was the biggest star on his team, but Chris Jackson was right behind him. I mean, that LSU team was insane. And I don't even know if Shaq, like LeBron was a bigger, Shaq was a huge prospect coming out. Don't get me wrong. Number one pick, no doubt about it. But I don't think the hype for Shaq was the same as LeBron. I think it was almost, but LeBron was a more hyped number one pick than Shaq was. And no, I don't think you could attach hell, you could argue Yao Ming had probably more numbers behind him. No disrespect to Shaq or anything like that, but I just don't think it's the same. Good morning, JR. Welcome in. Good morning. It's not a show without JR. Hello.
30 years, J-Ross?
I count them in dog years.
That's right. So 210 years, Jason Ross.
Oh, my God. You are a legend.
Hey, JR, real quick. Let me jump in here.
Yes.
Jason, have you noticed that? Like, it's an incredible... No, I'm talking to Jason here, but you're part of the conversation.
Sorry.
I just want to branch off of what you just said. Have you noticed, Jason, and this is like an incredible compliment, obviously, but have you noticed it like a pickup lately over like when people say you're like, who was it? Kevin John of our local ABC station called you and I Sacramento legends on Twitter yesterday. Like, you couldn't have a bigger compliment. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But is it just me, or is it also, there's like a little bit of a, well, yeah, that's awesome and humbling, but also in order to be a legend, you have to kind of be old.
Oh.
Like, there's no young legends.
I accept it fully, especially when it's coming from JR.
No, it's a huge compliment, JR, but like, you're never like, oh, look at the baby that won the races. She's a legend. Like,
who's that baby that's on all the memes? He's kind of a legend. J-Wash changed my life. You ready for this?
Okay.
Here's a serious note. I forget what year you needed blood and you started the blood source stuff. I've been giving blood for 25 plus years.
Yes.
J-Wash is doing something special for Jack, and I started doing it, and I do it now almost every month, and J-Ross changed my life for a positive, and that's a true legend right there.
That's awesome. Thank you,
J-R. We are old. We know VHSs. Are you guys kidding? Be kind, rewind. We are old. Even you, CMC. All right, love the show. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Was that actually J-R?
Yeah,
I think so. Also, when he said you changed his life for the positive.
Yeah.
Was that a blood type pun? Because if so, that was really well done.
And if he's been doing, isn't he out of blood?
That's it.
Yeah.
It's over.
Thank you, JR.
Garrett. Good morning, Garrett.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
You know what? We have the greatest job in the world.
You guys really do. I just got to say, I've been listening to you guys forever now. Carmichael Dave, I was listening to you back when you were on Quad, when you were after the British dude. I think his name's Nick Monroe.
Nick Monroe.
When you were after him, he was a jerk. And then I remember you'd come on and I'd be like, oh, God. A nice little breath of fresh air after dealing with the jerk that was Nick Monroe. But and then when you came over to the sports station, I remember it was Carmichael Dave, and I was like, that has to be the same guy.
Wow.
And then you guys are awesome, and you guys are legends, and it does mean you're old, but it also means that you're wise, because you guys have seen and done so much stuff for Sacramento. In the sports community and the whole community, everything, and you guys are just awesome, and I can't wait to keep listening to you guys for the next 30 years.
It's like, have a good one. Thank you. It's like literally the best. Let's have more of that at 1-800-912-1140.
And I like it.
I don't know either, but it just happened. Let's just finish the show that way. Like, yeah. Let's next hour and 20 minutes.
Tell us how great.
Great are we?
Yes.
And how big of a. That was a really nice call.
It was.
I don't even.
Except for Nick Monroe.
Yeah, it's true. Nick Monroe.
Whoa.
Yeah. Remember how Coach T called me Dunky?
Yeah.
Hey, Carmichael Dunky.
Yeah.
I used to have this sweater once, and there was a brand on it. I don't even know if it exists anymore, but it was like these black leather shoulder stripes, and it said BOFF on it, B-O-F-F. No, this is a true story. And so every time I'd walk in towards the end of Nick's show, he'd be like, hey, BOFF. You mother, and you just lay into it. And Nick was incredibly talented. He was like from New Zealand or Australia, whatever, same thing. Always pisses people off. And but like, he was also like, the circle didn't always fit the square. You know what I'm saying? In the head. So he threw a CD at me once, frisbee style, reflexes. I caught it like Neo style. But man, if I hadn't. He was very whatever, but then just when I thought I hated him, he'd like get real nice. He's one of those people. But yeah, Quad was basically a long time ago. The fact that he's able
Boff.
The Boff. Hey, Boff, what you doing, you small piece of, you know, that's how he talked. It was like his way of being affectionate was just,
that's love.
You're going to be a failure just like your grandpa. And I'm like, you don't even know. Yeah. Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back, more of us. Your phone calls at 1-800-920-1140. How great are we? Also, seriously, that's super nice. Thank you so much. That's really, really kind of you. Who's hot? Who's not? We'll go streaking. Three in the key next.
What's hot?
Yeah, hot. Real hot.
And what's not?
It's not good.
Brought to you by American Energy Heating and Air, Sacramento's complete heating and cooling company and second opinion partner.
Who is hot?
UConn's men's basketball team.
Yeah, they are.
They're the second team to ever win all six games of a single NCAA tournament by 13 points or more. Do you know who the other team to accomplish that same feat?
UCLA.
UCLA.
The 2023 UConn men's basketball team.
Yeah, so I said online, I said UConn just finished the most dominant run in NCAA men's history, the tournament run. And boy, do I have UCLA fan in my mentions right now, which it's...
And it's all Jason.
I think Jason's actually, he texted out on the UCLA text thread.
Oh! I did the call out and everybody knew.
And it's like, I don't really have an argument against that because truly, like, come on, UCLA.
About 10 and 12 years, but whatever.
Yeah, but I'm talking about a single tournament. And then, so our old Kings trainer, Pete Youngman.
Yeah.
Not old age-wise, but, you know, used to be.
The trainer?
Yeah. So he's like, well, what about UCLA? And so my
good point, Pete.
My go-to was like, well, they were playing against plumbers. I was like doing that with the
previous. All those college plumbers.
All those college plumbers and people stocking shelves.
Plumber apprentices.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then some other guy. And I was like, here's the thing, though. Like, UConn has the biggest point differential. But also, don't they play more games now than UCLA did in the tournament? Didn't it used to be just like 32 or something? I honestly don't know.
So way back then, I think it was like 4. It was the starting four.
Come on, that was before your time. That's not a Jason's old joke. You weren't around for Kareem's run at UCLA. Wait, hold on a second. Let me do the math here.
No.
You weren't, right? No. Okay, you had me going for a second. I was like, wait a minute. He was in the NBA in like the late 60s.
My mom was there with
right, exactly.
And dad.
Exactly. You actually had me scared for a second that I was way off.
Jason doesn't like the ha 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 you're old jokes, but he hates when he throws something out like, oh, maybe I am that old, and then you believe him.
Right. Yeah. Then it's even worse. Because it's not like you're like 10 years older than me. We're pretty much darn near the same age.
Pretty close.
Yeah. So yeah. Anything that's boff. You know, anything that stains you smears me. Right?
Gross.
Real quick, I got a baseball note for you before we get to. Do we already do who's not?
No.
Okay, who's not?
Mike Yastrzemski.
This, yeah, he's stinky poo.
Now
he's...
I remember his grandpa.
He has just one hit and 20 at bats. He is batting .050 and has had 11 strikeouts so far to start the season.
It's not great.
And Dave has him eliminated from the playoffs.
They are eliminated from the playoffs. Also, and by the way, if there's like some weird history here, I apologize. I don't know anything about the Yastrzemski family history other than, you know, grandpa was amazing and son is amazing. I don't know. So if I'm stepping into something here, apologies in advance. But assuming there's not something weird going on there or tragic, like, do you think that Carl Yastrzemski's son and Mike's dad is like,
what happened to me?
Like, what happened to me? Is he like the Cooper Manning Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Is he like the Cooper Manning of Yastrzemski's where like everyone's a pro but him?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, yeah, but I got
what a baseball family.
Yeah, but I got the blue ribbon sales of the month insurance award. Suck it. Is that a thing? I don't know. Jason, after opening day, July 5th is the best-selling ticket day for the Yankees. Why? Are they playing the Red Sox?
Why? Are they playing the Red Sox?
No, it's George Costanza bobblehead day.
Oh, okay.
And my goodness gracious is that.
That'd be a fun bobblehead.
The Athletic, Ken Rosenthal, has an article today about the A's coming to Sacramento. It's a good article. I suggest you read it. And if you don't have a subscription, get off your wallet. Yeah. It's like $1 a month.
We're talking about the A's next, aren't we?
Yes, we are, as a matter of fact. When we talk about the A's next, I'm going to tell you. It's a comment from a player about playing here. And it might surprise you as to what.
Is it glowing?
I wouldn't
describe
say
it. On a 1 to 10 without saying it.
On a 1 to 10 on the glow scale?
The glow would light the green beam.
The gorgeous ladies of wrestling?
Yes. And one would be
I would say it's a little bit closer to than the green beam.
Well, that's a tease.
But what makes it even better is who said it.
Oh.
That's important.
We gonna know who it is?
We will know who it is.
It's revealed in the article?
That's coming up next.
Okay.
But first, let's go streaking. That's where you hit the button.
It's time to go streaking.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Who is the Nostradamus of MLB?
Who can keep the streak going? It's time to go streaking.
What the hell are you doing?
We're streaking.
Jason, I have a question.
Yes.
Rules question. I'm sure we've covered this before. I just don't honestly remember what the ruling is. So, yesterday I picked Michael Taylor of the Pirates, but I said, you know what? He didn't play Saturday or Sunday, so just in case, I'm going to take Will Smith of the Dodgers. I don't know how Will Smith did, but I did check on Mr. Taylor. I think he pinch ran. He didn't have an official at bat.
Okay.
So does that count as he didn't get a hit? I mean, I might be spoiling
things. No plate appearance.
So we move to Will Smith then.
Yeah, which I had already scratched out Michael Taylor.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, all right, okay, okay.
You were at zero game hitting streak.
I was.
A nice one, season best at four. It ended.
It ended.
But you selected Will Smith of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
South Philadelphia.
Yep.
West Philadelphia.
Four plate appearances, Dave.
Yeah.
Un hit.
Ah!
One for four.
I did not think it was going there.
Yeah.
Okay. At least, hey.
You're at one.
One hit, four hits, doesn't matter.
It's a hitting
doesn't
streak.
Matter. Four out of the last five on a hit streak.
I am in a personal drought. I have not been able to get hits. And I said, you know what?
You're drier than a desert.
Yeah. I said, I am not messing around.
No.
I'm taking the leadoff hitter of the New York Yankees, baseball's best team. Nine hits, seven runs. Gleyber Torres, way to go. 0 for 5.
No way.
I can't get a hit.
Oh, my goodness. I think we might have to send you back for extended spring training.
I've been regulated or relegated?
Yes.
I like to say regulated. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to start calling you Jason Yastrzemski.
The middle Yastrzemski?
Yeah, you're the middle. Yes.
Yeah, Dad Yastrzemski.
You're the tiger of the Brady Bunch of Yastrzemskis.
Oh. I did look it up. He did play college baseball.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there you go. I mean,
Florida State Seminoles.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Now all of a sudden he's your favorite, Yastrzemski.
Honestly, one of the best Noles to ever come through the program.
That's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Do we remember what his name is?
Carl Yastrzemski Jr.
Oh, okay.
But he went by Mike because it's Carl Michael Yastrzemski Jr.
So he's Carl Yastrzemski Jr., but in a weird way he's Mike Yastrzemski Sr. Senior.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I'm confused.
I am too.
All right, Chris selected Marcell Ozuna of the Atlanta Braves.
Marcell Ozuna.
Chris was on a one-game hitting streak looking for two. He had five plate appearances, and he had two hits, including a home run.
Hey.
So Chris is at two, Dave's at one. I'm at zero.
Great job, Chris, and great job, me, and Jason, attaboy.
I participated.
You tried your best.
I guess not. I need to be better.
Okay, all right.
I demand better.
Let's see. I guess it's on to me to build this, this
build
streak,
a bear.
Huh? Well, shows you how much I know about baseball, because I'm going to cheat, and I'm going to take the guy who's tied for the lead in batting, in all of Major League Baseball. Give me New York Yankee Anthony Volpe.
Volpe.
You didn't let me finish.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Anthony, it's actually Anthony Volpe.
What position does he play?
He's a third baseman, naturally.
But
he plays center field.
On off days.
When he's not catching.
When he's fielding fly balls from Aaron Judge.
It was an S, Dave.
Oh, well, yeah, Chris is doing this. And I'm like, is that a left field? Is that a Sports Center
he
logo?
He's the next Derek Jeter.
He's their shortstop.
He is.
And he's
you
really
knew that.
Anthony Volpe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stud.
Total stud.
Okay.
Love him.
I'm going to go with Julio Rodriguez.
That's a pretty good pick.
The Seattle Mariners. Yeah, he's like not hitting well, but I'm going to believe in him.
You know what? Maybe both of you can get off the schneid together.
Yeah. Chris?
I'm going to take Alex Verdugo.
Hey. Yeah, Yankee.
Hopefully Alex Verdugo yard today. And then Chris' streak will continue.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. Tiger Woods is at the podium right now.
Job of bringing together.
So more Tiger later. Golf.
Yeah. Still have to do a three in the key when we come back.
When we come back, three in the key. And who said the thing about playing in Sacramento about the A's?
Thing?
Who was that?
Yeah.
And what did they say? All of that coming for you. No.